from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Starting the 4 o'clock hour, a little bit late, but we had a lot of important business to cover with Josh Appel. I will begin with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Not a lot of action on Wall Street today. Dow Jones up 15 points, S&P 500 down 8 points, and the NASDAQ down 32 points. So not much action to end the week. But speaking of action, we've got Cat Talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We talked about Paul Maurice with Josh Appel in the last segment. So Paul Maurice has met with the media today and obviously looking ahead towards tonight's game. So we have a couple of cuts for you to hear. This is a, I thought this was fun. It's a question and answer about being back in Edmonton. You know, you'll hear the reporter saying, hey, you probably didn't want to be back here. And he's like, well, things change. Like, I'm okay with it now, you know, because we're still alive. So here's that from today.
A couple of days ago, this is the last place you wanted to be. And you're back here. I'm just curious. A little angry being back here? How's it feel to be back in Edmonton when you never wanted to come back here this season?
I don't agree with any part of your question, my friend. Not any of it. Pick a day and pick a time, and the question, the answer is completely different. Would you take this? I'd cut your arm off for this, Dan, this opportunity. At the start of the game, you'd say no, and at the end of the game, you'd say, hell yeah, let's do it. So it's the sacrifice I'm willing to make. But you get to pick the arm. I'm a giver.
Love that. Yeah, it is funny when you're up 3-0 and they say, you hold your court here in Edmonton and you're done. Or then you go back to Sunrise. Like, you don't want to go back to. No, of course I don't. Well, now you're back in Edmonton. Ask me now. I'm kind of okay with it.
We're still playing.
Here's one more from Paul Maurice talking about balancing adjustments after the last two losses.
The adjustments come for, I would assume, every team after every game. So in every game that we've played, they're possibly, with these, I'm not sure I'm going to have to reach hard on game four, but there are big chunks of our game I like, we don't want to touch, and maybe we just want to reinforce that that's the driver. I do believe there's a bit of a cascading effect to your entire games, that if the two or three things that are most important to your identity are there, the rest of it falls in place, and you don't have to reach too far down that tree to find a problem, if you will, and try to fix that one, where you, a lot of times you just got to get your core right. And once your core is right, all the other things that maybe seem like small things get handled. The other idea would, I don't know if I explained that well, if you walk in and you see 100 fires, pick the three biggest ones, get those out, and a lot of the other ones will just burn themselves out on their own. That maybe makes more sense to what my brain was trying to spit out.
He's so good. I just love him. Because he, like, even Mike McDaniel will go off on a meandering thought, but then he won't say, hey, maybe here's an easier way to look at what I'm about to say. Like, it just becomes more confusing. Paul Maurice is like, or look at it this way. There's 100 fires. Find the three biggest ones. The other fires will just put themselves out.
Kind of like what Appel said last hour.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yep. you take the shorthand goal away. You take, the one on power play goal away.
Anything else will correct itself.
Yep. Yeah, you figure that out.
Finally, a little question and answer here about Connor McDavid.
This question is not to pick on Mikula or Kulikov or anybody else. It's to kind of understand the challenge. Well, but what are they supposed
to... Why do we start this over? A couple of your defensemen.
Well, the Perry goal. What are they supposed to do against McDavid? Do you delete that video clip? And if you do show it to them, like, what are you coaching them on for next time?
Are you talking about the drive backdoor Perry goal?
Yes.
There was neither of those guys. They were fine. Well, I'm not rotting one of my guys. The other guys, oh, clearly it was one of the other guys. But everybody, yeah. So there would be coverage, and then there are things that have to happen based on that speed, and then other people have to adjust off that. It was not a very difficult read, I think. The mistake happened probably 25 seconds earlier. The mistake happened almost off the change, because we had defensemen trying to get, so we had a forward hold and he was on the ice longer than he wanted to be. He made a very smart decision not to change, but he needed to. And then he was late getting to where he needed to get to. But I'll tell Cooley and Meeks you were talking about
him. Yeah, I mean, the greater question there is, well, what can they do to stop Connor McDavid? And he's like, well, if you want to stop Connor McDavid, it probably starts way before that moment that you think is the time that you need to stop them. It starts way back here when the entire play started to develop.
Before he starts skating fast.
Right.
Slow him down before he gets
before he comes off the bench for his shift.
He gets full tilt. It's curtains.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I am watching NFL Live, and they are doing a story right now on Brandon Ayuk.
Hey!
You're ahead of your time, Solana.
What's the story about? Let's steal it.
The contract.
Oh, yeah.
I got the story if you want it. You let me know.
We know. We know.
Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So, other than the Panthers playing tonight, you get the Marlins in action as well. Earlier today, diving into a little Heat news, Udonis Haslam has gone a bit viral on Heat Twitter here in Miami and South Florida because he was on First Take and he had enough of Stephen A. Smith and Molly Karam and the entire panel dissing the Miami Heat. So, in case you didn't get a chance to hear the audio, I made a little montage of Udonis Haslam on First Take earlier today.
Bring that camera here. Let me get that camera on me. Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler, a young superstar in Bam Adebayo, a young superstar in Tyler Herro, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nico Jovic, and we got La Sposa Nostra. So I'm sitting here asking, why don't nobody ever say the Miami Heat? A healthy Miami Heat is the team that can challenge Boston. When we was healthy, we beat the Knicks. When we was healthy, we beat the 76ers. When we was healthy, we beat the Bucks. You name it, all the teams we beat. Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler, a young superstar in Bam Adebayo, a young superstar in Tyler Herro, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nico Jovic. So what, is it not sexy enough for y'all? Because all we do is win?
God bless the Miami Heat.
It's a rough season, though. Rough postseason to do that particular take. You know what I mean? Like, when he ends it with, you know, what do we, you hate us because we're always winning, except we didn't win this one. I kind of agree with Udonis, though. People sleep on the Heat. When they're talking about who can challenge Boston now in the East, no one's talking about Miami. I get why, but I will tell you, we've said it since the series. Jimmy Butler's there for that Boston series. I'm not certain the Heat don't win that series. I'm not certain the Heat aren't right back in the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe the NBA Finals. I just, when things go right for them, they yeah. seem to go right. When they go wrong, injuries, that's when you get a little hiccup in the plan. But I understand no one nationally is going to buy anything that Udonis Haslam tried to sell there on First Take today.
And it's tough when Boston wins the championship and has one of the most dominant regular seasons in NBA and all that stuff. I see what he's saying because they surprised us in the past. Nobody believes in the Miami Heat but the Miami Heat and their fan base, honestly.
No, but nobody nationally is watching that and going, huh, you know, he makes a good point with Duncan Robinson and Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nico Jovic. Like, I would submit to you, most people nationally probably don't even know those players.
And those same people were saying the exact same thing in 2020 in the bubble when Duncan mm-hmm. Robinson was leading this team at times. When Jimmy Butler...
Well, 2020, we were saying, when can we take these masks off?
And then
everybody got better. Everybody got better.
Last year, Crowder, nobody was talking about Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. Oh, but this past season, the Heat lost Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. How can they recover? But nobody was talking about those two guys en route to an NBA title. UD's right, man. He hit it on the head. Hit it right on the head.
Who was saying that about Max Strus?
You! Both of you!
No!
When the Heat lost Max Strus and Gabe Vincent last offseason, I had to talk you guys off a ledge. But you
went on the ledge. They were big losses, and they were. By the way,
I agree. But But 4 months prior to those losses, you guys hadn't even heard of Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. You were making fun of me for bringing them up. That's my whole point.
Oh, but you bring up everyone. That's not a fair argument because you've brought up guys that aren't even in the league anymore. So you're going to do that with Max Strus and Gabe Vincent?
You were calling out
now. By the way,
Highsmith games. You were saying this is a Highsmith game.
Derrick Jones Jr. for a couple of years, airplane mode. That was my guy.
That guy forgot how to play basketball. I mean, that was ridiculous performance by him. By the way, speaking of the Heat, I should probably mention one more time this week because there's a cool little thing going on with them. If you're a Heat fan, you can experience a behind-the-scenes tour of the Kaseya Center June 24th. So that's what, Monday? Yeah, it starts Monday, goes through September 27th. Now, the tour, if you sign up for one, you don't have to be there for June through September. The tour is just probably going to be like 1 hour. So when I say the tour goes from June 24th to September 27th, no one's going to sign up for that tour. That would be crazy. That's too long a tour. So I want to make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. The tours run beginning June 24th and end September 27th. But anyway, you can see the VIP areas, the Heat locker room, training facilities, arena suites and lounges, the media control room. And if you have a tour ticket, you have a 10% discount at the Miami Heat store. So if you want info, go to KaseyaCenter.com/all-access-tours.
If I'm the Heat, I retire UD's number again. Another jersey retirement. Put two number 40s up in the rafters.
Why don't you retire the suit that he was wearing on First Take today?
I was at UD's retirement.
Do it again. They lost that game, too. That ridiculous. Do it all over again.
Do it again. My pockets ain't like that.
Listen, they do one every other week for Dwayne Wade. We might as well start firing up some more UDs, Alonzo Mournings, Shaqs. Retire them all again.
Like, what do couples do after like 30 years of marriage? They renew their vows.
Renew their vows.
What the Heat should start doing, man.
But the Heat are waiting a week. You just said 30 years. They absolutely should have another ceremony for Dwayne Wade in 2054.
I ain't going to be around that long.
How old will I be? 30 years from now?
Yeah.
74. Forget about it. Not with this diet.
30 years from now, you'll be 74?
84. Oh, my God. At least I won't have to sit through these Dwayne Wade events every day. There's a bright side to all this.
Yeah, I'll be 70. There's no chance.
Gentlemen, J.J. Redick is the Lakers' new head coach. Signed a 4-year contract. You want a little tidbit? We debuted this game last week. Some tidbits on this J.J. Redick.
Oh, tidbits. That's right.
Yeah, a couple tidbits.
I thought we were going to play Guess His Ethnicity. We debuted that as well.
Mm-mm. We vetoed that very quickly.
Here's the thing, though. I won that game yesterday, so I'm a little disappointed that we've that we vetoed
you're
it.
You're the champion. We'll just leave it at that.
No, you guessed Joe Zagacki was Polish?
Yeah, like Anglo.
She said Northern Europe.
Yeah, like Northern, Eastern Europe.
It's closer than me. I said Kenyan.
Well, I said Italian. Well, let's play again. Pick someone in my book. Now, go ahead. Give us a tidbit. This was a good game.
Tidbits.
Yeah, I need something. I need to spice this up
mean,
a little something? Bit.
I just did it. I mean, what do you mean?
Hit him again.
Tidbits.
So J.J. Redick is going to coach LeBron James. J.J. Redick was drafted 3 years after LeBron James was drafted.
Mm. I have a feeling, my guess, this is going to be an epic disaster. Yep. That's just my guess.
And LeBron is going to lie when it does and said he had nothing to do with the hire and he was just playing for the team.
Because here's the thing. Now, J.J. Redick is, he is bullheaded. He knows basketball. He's very good at basketball. They call him a basketball savant all the time on ESPN. But he is bullheaded. LeBron James, I don't know if you've noticed, bullheaded.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, not that he would say this out loud or even consciously think it, but LeBron knows, I got J.J. Redick the head coaching job for the Lakers. Because I did the podcast with him, because I let it be known. He did the same thing with Shabazz Napier down here, right? Without, I did this. So now LeBron goes into the season with this, I got you everything. J.J. Redick, he's going to run rotations the way he wants to. He's going to run plays the way he wants to. He's going to sub the way he wants to. There's going to be a problem because I don't think J.J. Redick has the ability to bend. I think he's a very – most savants, they know what's right, and they don't need to hear anything else. And if things go south for a second and LeBron feels like J.J. Redick isn't appreciative enough of what he gave him – and I'm not saying that he gave it to him. I'm just saying in LeBron's head, I could see this becoming just an epic disaster.
And with the teammates. And with knowing that LeBron had a lot to do with this, seeing the podcast stuff, all the stuff that's going on, if I'm a teammate and my numbers go down, my minutes go down, are you looking at JJ? You looking at LeBron?
You're looking at LeBron.
They're attached at the hip now. And I don't think that's a good idea to have your head coach and your best player attached at the hip like that, knowing that they're friends, knowing that they're 3 years apart or whatever it is. Yeah, I'm with you, Hawk. I don't think this works.
But is it like an unmitigated disaster how the Bucks' recent coaching hire went? Adrian Smith, was his name, that by December – remember, it was his first opportunity to be a head coach. And by December, Doc Rivers was in there, quote-unquote, consulting – and then 3 weeks later, he took the job right from underneath him.
I don't know. I don't know. It just depends how good they are. Problem is, I don't know if they're very good.
They make the playoffs. They're 5-8. They're in the play-in round probably.
If it's the same team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if they go out and get some dogs, hell, J.J. Redick can play Sudoku on the sideline if they go out and put a super team together. Yep.
So does this confirm LeBron's back in L.A.? Not that there was much doubt, by the way, but
yeah,
J.J.
Sure.
Redick isn't taking that job without a surefire commitment from LeBron James, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not going there to coach Anthony Davis and Gabe Vincent.
And they're wasting a spot on the bench for Bronny, so now they got 14 in the rotation. It's going to be trouble.
I think Rich Paul came out and said they are not a package deal. Like, I don't think LeBron wants to play on Bronny's team anymore. Like, they've made it kind of clear over the last couple of weeks. I don't think they want that.
15 years ago, he said that.
No, I get it. But now when you get close to it and you start playing out in your head, like, how things could end up and what kind of situation that puts Bronny in, when, like, I if I'm LeBron, I wouldn't want to be on his team. If I thought he was a top five pick and a surefire NBA star, which is what he thought probably 15 years ago when he said it, then yes, because this isn't about daddy or me or nepotism or, you know, and so I don't think LeBron wants that anymore.
And when they get off the bus, Bronny is signing more autographs than Gabe Vincent.
Right. I don't think LeBron wants that.
But that's everywhere. Doesn't matter if he's playing with
LeBron.
He
goes to Atlanta.
It's magnified. No. But it's magnified if he's on the team with dad.
I get you. But here's my thing. And I agree with what you're saying, by the way. But then why come out of college after a half a season if the plan isn't to play with your dad? Because he could have played a full collegiate season this upcoming year wherever he wanted to. Any team in the U.S. would have taken him. He could have played a full season and really, like, developed his game, worked better at his game, and potentially had a better situation coming into the NBA next year. And B, why is he only working out for the Suns and the Lakers? Those are the only two teams he agreed to workouts with, which makes no sense, because if he feels like he's really going to get drafted, not the Lakers or the Suns who would use him in better roles. It would be bad teams that could draft him and actually have him, you know, getting playing time this upcoming season. Right. But he only worked out with the Lakers or Suns. To me, that says he feels like he's going to go undrafted and he's going to sign with the LA Lakers.
I'll say this. I would say the reason he came out early is because his dad's very smart. Bronny's not becoming an All-American. He doesn't have the talent. And he had a cardiac arrest in college. If I have any medical problems, I want to be in the league with the best doctors in the world.
His dad's LeBron James, bro. Come on. He could.
I'm kind of with that as well. I don't think that there's going to be a marked difference if I play another year collegiately or I go pro, then probably you just go pro.
But how wouldn't there be a massive difference if he's going to achieve the level of basketball that both him and his dad believe? Then another year makes him better no matter where he is.
Another year of college didn't make LeBron better. He didn't need it.
Great players don't need college.
LeBron was coming out number one overall. Bronny might not get drafted.
I get it. But I wonder if a year collegiately, like if they sit down with their representation, Rich Paul and whoever, and they say, another year collegiately, is he a top 10 pick realistically in the NBA? And they look at who's playing and they might be like, no, he's not.
No, but going off of what you were saying, like he doesn't
LeBron's
son. Guess what? Coming out this way, you're looked at if he's drafted.
No. I didn't say he doesn't want to be LeBron's son. Drafted. I said LeBron doesn't want the issues that would come with it. Not Bronny.
So, Solana, you want to go higher in the draft to make more money. Bronny James is not worried about money. You want to go higher in the draft for what? And also, you want to develop your game? I would rather develop my game in an NBA organization than develop my game with some slappy college coach.
I'm with you, but if you're Bronny James and you get drafted this year, the only reason why you're getting an opportunity is because you're LeBron James' son. Period. End of story. If his name wasn't Bronny James, he wouldn't get drafted. He wouldn't have even gotten an invite to the draft combine, and there would be maybe a few teams giving him workouts after invitations to summer league teams, maybe based on what he did in college. Maybe. So if you're coming out this year, you're banking on teams drafting you only because of who your dad is. And if you're trying to get away from that, to me, it would have made more sense. Go back and prove yourself.
I don't think he's trying to get away from that.
I do. I think this is more Bronny not trying to be under the wing of his dad than LeBron saying, I don't want to play with my son. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to get away from, you know, the wings of my dad, but use your dad as leverage to get drafted by a team. I don't think it works both ways.
But he hasn't said either of those.
He has. He's talked about this publicly, where he's talked about everybody knowing him for who his dad is, and he wants to be his own man, and he wants to be his own NBA player. He wants to have his own career.
Yeah, but anybody wants that. I don't think that's out of the ordinary.
And I'm a big leave when you can guy. Just, and like I said, when it's not about money, it's not about your draft position. Just get into a top-notch organization. And all NBA, just the NBA is a top-notch organization. Get up there and work with those guys. The hell with these college dudes. I got way better sitting next to Zach Thomas than I would talking to Matt Ferrier in the room.
Tidbits.
This is the fourth coach in the LeBron era. No Lakers coach for the Lakers. No Lakers coach has lasted more than 3 years since Phil Jackson retired.
Wow.
J.J. Redick, by the way, retired in 2021, now coaching LeBron, who is about to enter his 22nd season as an NBA player after being drafted 3 years prior to J.J. Redick. It's crazy, bro.
J.J. Redick freestyles.
He does?
Yep. He raps like Eminem.
J.J. Redick does?
Yep. We had him on the podcast. He wouldn't do it on air, but after when he took the mic off, he could really like rap, but it's all written. He wrote it in college. He has it memorized.
It's like Solana with his rhymes.
He has none.
No J6, though.
Throw straight filth.
The Copa America began last night. Argentina beat Canada 2-0. Peru plays Chile tonight, 8 p.m. The U.S., they'll make their debut versus Bolivia, 6 p.m. in Dallas on Sunday. And the first game here at Hard Rock Stadium, which is where the final will be played, by the way, is... my team, Uruguay, will play Panama 9 p.m. Sunday.
The championship match of the Copa America is at Hard Rock Stadium?
It's in Hard Rock Stadium, yes, sir.
Wow. When did that happen? When they announced that?
Several years ago.
Oh.
They moved it?
Nope.
Was I out?
I think you out that day.
Must have been.
Ukraine beats Slovakia 2-1. I almost said Czechoslovakia 2-1 earlier today.
Ah, yeah.
Austria beat Poland, and France and Netherlands are playing right now. Netherlands just scored. The goal went to VAR, and it has been ruled offside. So now,
score.
The goal's taken off the board. France and Netherlands tied 1-1, 72nd minute.
What happened?
Your weather from Demesman and Dover.
Coneheads, France. Pitbull, Dolly Parton. Thanks, Pit.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, hot, humid tonight.
That should be the Panthers' goal song. Let's make a suggestion for next season.
That girl Flynn did, Shirley, at the diner.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton. And this is dedicated to all my powerful women working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs.
That would be a great boss.
That'll get Kachuk going.
Thanks, Pitt. Like, I wonder, like, just play the beginning of that again there.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey!
And this is dedicated to...
Don't you think someone, maybe one of the producers should have said, hey, tone it down a little bit here right at the beginning. Like, maybe just like a hey. Like, you're just shot out of a cannon, Dolly. A little too much.
And to wake her up.
She had nothing left by the end of the song. Like, she had nothing left.
My turn? Thanks, Pitt.
Thanks.
Here's to your mama and here's to mine.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. They're tickled by that. They're tickled by that.
Because he tickles himself.
He tickles himself. The only reason he did a song with Dolly Parton was he could say Dolly.
He could say Dolly behind Dolly.
Stop. Here's to your mama and here's to mine.
Thank you, Dolly. Dolly.
He is delighted. After that song, he told his manager, he's like, hey, give me a sponsorship with Dolly Madison. Dolly. Anything Dolly.
That's why it's funny to me.
It's like the laugh, Jonah Hill's laugh in War Dogs. He's got that really funny laugh.
Yeah.
Huck, do you remember calling that movie a top 10 movie of all time just about 2 hours ago?
I kind of maintain my stance on that.
Huck.
Is there a flaw in that movie? Like, is there a scene that doesn't deliver? Is there music that doesn't hit right? Is there casting that doesn't work? Did Jonah Hill win any awards for that? He should have.
So he kind of like the Wolf of Wall Street.
Great movie.
And the War Dogs, like that little, you know, kind of that same guy.
But Wolf of Wall Street, like, there's memes about it. People constantly talk about Wolf of Wall Street.
Nothing.
War Dogs gets no love. I'm with Hawk. This movie is wildly underrated.
Yeah.
How old is it? What, like 10 years old? 15 years old?
Yeah, 2016 it came out. Like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Did he win any awards? Was he nominated for anything?
I'm trying to look it up, but I don't think so. Rotten Tomatoes has it an approval rating of just 61%.
Really? People don't like that movie?
Yeah, the average rating on critics is 6 out of 10.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How am I so off on that movie?
Metacritic, 57 out of 100 based on 41 critics' reviews.
What did they not like about it?
Wolf's of Wall Street is 10 times better than that movie.
You're probably right. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Wolf of Wall Street for the Academy Award.
Yeah.
I didn't think Wolf of Wall Street was 10 times better.
It was way
better. I take that back. He was nominated.
I thought that was off.
Very similar to the Academy Award. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor from the Dallas-Fort Worth Film Critics Award.
The Academy? The Academy of Dallas-Fort Worth?
Oh, I was so close on that one. Thanks, Pitt. Jonah Hill's real name is Jonah Hill Feldstein. Crowder, guess the ethnicity.
That's my brother. Somalian?
Right. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot and humid. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. Getting you ready. Big game tonight. Got more coverage. Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing?
Getting you ready.
We're getting you ready.
Yeah.
We're not getting you ready.
We haven't exactly dove.
We gave a new goal song. What are you talking about?
You're right. Vamos gatos. You're right.
Vamos gatos. Dale.
Here's to your mama and here's to mine.
Thank you, Dolly. Dolly.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Crowder's in Dallas today doing the show there. You're going to watch the game at a hotel or bar? Where are you going to be?
Not probably downstairs. They have a nice little restaurant with some good food. Dallas got some good food now.
So the odds have changed just a little bit. If you remember at the beginning of the week, Panthers were even money, essentially, after Tuesday night's game. They are minus 105 right now. Mm. Panthers are minus 105. Edmonton is minus 115. So Edmonton, again, still a small favorite. But the Panthers are minus 105 instead of plus 100.
Yeah, they heard Paul Maurice's press conference.
Got all excited. Let's see here. Let's see props for saves. Sergei Bobrovsky tonight, over under on saves is 25.5. And Stuart over. Skinner is 26.5.
I think, no, under. I think the defense steps it up.
Under on both?
I think under on Bob.
Mm-hmm. And the favorite right now for the Conn Smythe is Connor McDavid, minus 350. Alexander Barkov, plus 375. Sergei Bobrovsky, plus 900.
After what he did last game, give it to him. Don't even wait to the end.
be pretty difficult to envision a scenario where he doesn't end up getting it.
He's on list with Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky right now in this playoff run. Yeah, yes, this is pretty much done.
So what?
You can bet the Florida Panthers right now +900 to win the Stanley Cup next year.
Go three times. I got the guts, Hawk, but that's tough.
Who cares?
I can't even bet here. Who cares? Texas doesn't work.
Yeah.
Who cares what lists Connor McDavid, what's his name? Connor McDavid is on. Not seriously. I mean, win the cup once. Why don't you?
No. We're not talking about the Stanley Cup. We're talking about the award for the best player in the playoffs.
Listen, we all know who the best player in the playoffs has been. It's Sergei Bobrovsky. Okay, enough. Bob was never down 3-0 in a series.
Is this the guy who didn't have the guts who picked a Stuart Skinner shutout tonight at the beginning of the show?
First of all, I didn't. That is very misleading. I didn't pick a Stuart Skinner shutout. I was asked to give. I was asked to give.
A bold prediction.
A bold prediction doesn't mean you actually believe it's going to happen. It's out of the ordinary.
No, I didn't say just say anything out of the ordinary.
You know what prediction
I said
means?
Make a bold prediction.
Definitely.
Right, we got to take a break because the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Good place to watch the game tonight is Funky Buddha. There's going to be some VIPs in the house from what I understand. So 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up here in just a moment. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder show.
Well, we love you, Moeller. And if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug. Mm-mm.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.